Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
And welcome to Agent's Dossier, episode number 23. My name is Wes Otis. I have some wonderful players with us. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Yesenia, who is hopefully going to survive.
Hello, I am Pooja. I am playing Robin Porter. And if we could not have to hide in any more storage units, Robin would greatly appreciate that.
And last but not least, pretty much last because she woke up late, Saint.
What are you telling on me?
Called out.
Jeez. It's been a weird week. And yet even weirder for Norman, who I am playing. Yeah, he really went through some harrowing times. So let's also keep him alive.
Wow, that's a tall order. He's been through some shit.
Yeah.
In the last episode, you all escaped whatever that dog-faced creature was who was in the morgue with you as you were hiding in the lockers. So you made it to the hospital and you started snooping around asking the staff about what's going on. And you found out that the sheriff's been the sheriff since the 1950s. And the same triplets have died several times in different ways, like three or four times in different ways, and always seem to come back at some point. You also remembered the fact that their eyes followed you when you were in the morgue. So Robin's pretty sure that they're still alive and just in pieces at this point. Your contact, Jake, has been there since the 80s, but it seems to not remember all of these facts, and even did that, as I believe Saint said, the cliche thing of, you know, the sheriff was replaced by the son, that kind of thing, which is very, very cliche, but we're still going to use it. That's where we're starting. I'm actually going to say that you have been snowed in to this hospital for 3 days, and it's finally starting to let up. The blizzard has passed. The snow is everywhere. It's the first time in 3 days that you've heard the radio work because communication was basically knocked out while they were trying to get the roads clear and everything like that. And what this does is it allows us to give some points back to Yesenia.
It allows Yesenia not to die.
This gives her this gives her a chance not to just peace out on us. What I'm going to do... Usually it's only 1 point for day, but I'm going to be nice and I'm going to roll a die.
I mean, she had surgery, so there should have been
She did get a boost from that already. Where are you at right now? You're at five. How many points do you need to get back? You need 5. Okay, well, I rolled a 6, so we're going to say you're back up to full. Okay.
Yay.
So somehow they had magical drugs to get you back where you want. That is the one nice thing I'll do today because it's our anniversary. All right, so.
Oh, thank you.
That's it, though. That's all you get. You're all in the hospital. Let's go over the clues that you have so far. You have not seen where these triplets have died. There is some kind of dog creature out in the snow. The snow has stopped, but it's still everywhere, and the roads are just now starting to get cleared out. So you can leave, but you're going to have to make sure you have on the right clothes and equipment to be able to traverse the woodlands. You know that there's a cult from England that originally went down to New Orleans and has now seemed to spread. And the thought process is that part of that cult, an offshoot, might actually be here in Taildale. So... you know that the cops are involved. Oh, and the health records have been changed. You need to figure out which thread you want to go after first now that Yesenia is feeling better.
And that one nurse is the only one who seems to remember.
Yeah, and she stopped telling everybody because she doesn't want, you know.
I mean, probably for the best. Like, feels like, I mean, I'm just saying, seeing as within 30 minutes of arriving in this town, they took us out back and attempted to shoot us.
Yes.
Yeah. They're a bit hostile. So
just a touch.
You have all of these different threads. Which ones do you want to go after first?
Just on a practical note, I don't know how, I think we may have missed the time frame of being able to go see where these triplets were killed or died in general, or were mutilated by forces beyond our knowledge because of the blizzard.
Yeah, with fresh snow and whatever, it's going to be almost impossible to figure it out. So I think that's a thread we have to just let go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I don't want to go back in the woods.
Yeah, no.
It was kind of traumatic the last time, right?
Just a little.
Also, you haven't talked with your handler in a while, just to throw that out there, because all the communication has been, even your cell phones have been a little weird, so.
Well, if we are able to get in touch with our handler, then we can find out more about both the cult and possibly the triplets, but I'm going to assume not the triplets because they have no idea what was going on when they sent us here, obviously, but at least the cult.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea. Let's check in with boss man person.
All right. So you call up your handler. He answers the phone and he goes,
"Where've y'all been? Thought maybe you had been retired."
Well, almost. We've been through the whole gamut, we'll say. I'll tell him everything that's happened so far. Just like,
Jesus Christ. Well,
whew, yeah.
That's not good, obviously. So there's a cult. There's a possible triplet immortals. That's weird. So the first thing we need to do is get rid of the triplets, in my opinion. They obviously have some kind of supernatural tether that's keeping them coming back, and we can't have that leaking out. So we need to dispose of those bodies before they come back.
We may have missed the boat on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you see them walking around, you need to take them out.
How would you recommend taking out a cadre of immortals?
Burning usually does a good job of it. You can usually, if you, so one thing that you can do is if you can do enough damage that they have to regenerate, because at the end of the day, there are very few creatures that take damage that don't have to regenerate.
I mean, and we know that they do because they keep dying and then coming back.
Right.
So if you can, you know, basically kill them and then they start regenerating and then you burn them, that is usually pretty foolproof. There are a lot of things that we're not 100% sure on, obviously. But, you know, if you separate the ashes and, you know, all that that stuff, it should work. Now, your dog face creature, we don't know if they, you know, this is the sheriff or not, correct? We're just making an assumption because he showed up after you escaped the woods.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's also immortal, I guess.
The sheriff is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Or at least forever
same,
young.
Same sheriff, same age since the 50s.
Yeah, that makes sense then that he's probably some kind of immortal. So being immortal just means that you can live forever. It doesn't mean that you can take damage forever. So we have to figure out what the connection is between the triplets and the sheriff. There has to be some kind of connection there, which means that you're going to have to maybe get into the sheriff's house, lair, be it, or even get back into the police station to see if you can find any information at all about who's in the cult. It sounds like a good chunk of the city might be in the cult.
Well, the thing is that a good chunk of the city just doesn't remember stuff. Like, we've only run into one person who remembers that the triplets keep dying. And, you know, most of the town just really just doesn't even, they're kind of clueless about it.
Well, you said the health records have been erased too. So it's possible that the people controlling the city, the mayor, the police officers, whatever, I'm willing to bet that they're all part of the cult and that they're doing a cover-up.
Well, the entire police force is definitely in on it. Or at least a good chunk of them, because they tried to kill us.
Because if you're erasing medical records, you have to have clearance for that. And that's not usually easy. I know you're out in Podunk, Idaho, but still, you can, you know, it takes, that's highly illegal. So I'm willing to bet that if not the entire administration, some of it in the hospital, meaning that they're probably watching you at this minute, seeing your recovery, and if they're, you know, if they're talking with the police station, you all might be in danger without, you know.
I'm looking around. Someone watching us?
Right this second? No.
Yes? Okay. That would have been a hilarious oversight. There's just someone taking notes in the corner. So we yell into the phone.
They're all like, you know, hunched down with a notepad. Yes. Don't mind me.
Well, it just seems that, you know, the population of this town has dropped off significantly. Used to be a much bigger town.
Right. Now, to throw this out there, part of that is a joke because Ozzy, who is one of our Patreon backers, called me out on the first episode because I messed up the population. He's all like, is it 7,600 or is it 76,000? And so I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the population go down as a joke to kind of, you know, because he eagle-eared it. Eagle-eared? I don't know. Anyway.
Eagle-eared?
It works for this. But I just thought it was funny because he pointed it out. So
okay.
So, yes, that's but the hilarious. Population has fallen down because of Ozzy. So your handler goes,
yeah, you need to take out the police force and you need to deal with the triplets at the bare minimum. Possibly whoever's dealing with the administration for the hospital. I can send extra ammo and gear and everything to you, but we're stretched thin on people. So I unfortunately, there's not much I can do with that. You're just going to have to be a hit team and do it quick.
Well, if you can get us any more information on the DeMonte family, so we know anything about what we're dealing with besides kill it till it's probably dead.
And then burn it.
He says,
I'll send you some information on the DeMonte family. I'll send it to Norman within the next hour. Let me do some digging.
Thank you.
And we'll need a vehicle, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll figure that out. Anything else? Maybe spa day? Anyway.
That would be nice afterwards.
Yeah, later.
I will take you up on that. Also, maybe like a longer discussion about how this is possibly why you have so much agent turnover.
Yeah, let's have an administrative meeting when we get back.
Look, we appreciate everything that you're doing, and we hope that we see you again.
All right, so he hangs up.
And I just turn to the other two, and it's like, I have regrets.
Don't forget to practice self-care.
I did think he was going to be more helpful than kill it and kill it fast.
And kill it thoroughly.
Yeah. And I was holding my tongue, but I kept being like, well, we don't know if phoenixes don't exist. So I guess this will be a trial.
I mean, I guess like at least on that score, if the sheriff was a phoenix, they'd have a lot more fires here.
True.
Probably. Yes.
And the twins have died in a multitude of ways that don't involve fire yet.
That I was thinking about as well.
Triplets. Sorry,
triplets.
That's
right.
But yes. Also, I'm wondering if they have resurrected by now, then the impression I got when I examined, I don't think they're willing here. This doesn't sound like something they want to happen. Instead of, you know, murdering them and then attempting to find the nearest crematorium, what if we try talking to them first? And we can always keep murdering them as an option.
Yeah, I am of that mindset as well. I figured trying to explain that on the phone to Mr. Big Boss Pants was not going to do anything.
My pants, they're big and they're bossy.
They're the bossiest of all.
They're the bossiest pants of all.
But I wholeheartedly agree, Robin. We can probably find out a lot more with, a couple of words and not just straight flamethrowers. So
we're going off script here.
I wonder how willing of participants the triplets are, because it doesn't seem like getting killed over and over would be particularly pleasant.
And honestly, like, when I examined them and one of them was like, please help me, it feels like they might be more on the victim side.
Yeah, I'm going to just compartmentalize that cosmic horror again and just agree. Yeah.
What's the move then? What's the next scene that you want to move to?
Well, I'm wondering if, Norman, is there any way you can figure out who made the changes to the records?
We tried to do that, and that's how we found out it was administrative level.
Oh, okay. But we just didn't find out which administrator.
But they covered their tracks pretty good. But it's an administrative level thing. Now, it's a small hospital, so it's probably like one of 10 people.
And that's what I was wondering. Like, if we get a list of the people who would have had that kind of access, maybe, Norman, you can trace back, see if any of them have ties to the DeMontes.
Yeah, we did not do that last time. Absolutely. And I figure that would be something that I don't even need to ask anyone about. Usually when you look at a network, you can see what types of accounts have privileged access and stuff. So I can be like, okay, that's that type. That's that type. I can make a little list of, I don't know who did it, but yeah, they had this amount of access.
You narrow it down to two people, Erica and Dexter, who are, they're not doctors, but they're administrators. They're basically upper management. One of them, their last name is just Monte, M-O-N-T-E, and that's pretty damn close. So they dropped the D, you know, the DeMonte, to just Monte.
Which one is Monte?
Erica Monte. And then Dexter Brunswick. So now you have that information sent to yourself. And to add to that, your handler gets back to you, Norman, about the DeMontes, says that they come from Europe, and they wrote a book called, I believe it's De Ghouls something. There's a cult in here that's the grossest thing ever. I'm going to have to use it at some point. Oh. I'm just throwing that out there because...
Wait, way to tease it.
And I'm like, wait, what? How? What?
Also, yeah. I mean, so these triplets were cut apart into their component pieces. Isn't gross enough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Also, the last arc was gelatinous cube people.
Look, I have horizons that I like to try to make. I just, you know. All right, so one of their ancestors wrote a book called Cultes des Ghouls, and it was from Paris, and it was immediately seen by the church as heretical. They started burning it. They started trying to get rid of all the DeMontes, and they fled to Haiti. They got to Haiti. They started doing some really terrible shit there with the enslaved population, who then turned around and said, fuck you. And they were part of the plantations that were there. And there was a big revolt, and the Haitians were able to kick the DeMontes and the rest of the colonizers out of Haiti to New Orleans. And the last known interaction was in the 90s. Like late 90s, there was an operation to go and try to get rid of them. And it's believed that it's possible that after that particular one, it spread them even further out into the U.S. So it's possible that this Erica was a DeMonte in New Orleans 30 years ago, but then had to flee with those who escaped.
All right. Excellent. Wow. All right, Cultes de Ghouls.
Cultes de Ghouls.
Cultes de Ghouls. So I'll just impart all of this to, no need to hide any of it.
Okay.
Share it with my friends.
So what's your first move? You have all the information. What do you want to do?
Well, if Erica Monte's office is nearby, then perhaps maybe I could sniff that out before we leave, though I know we probably should leave soon.
Go ahead and give me a luck roll to see if she's here or not.
Oh, okay. Like, she's here as in, does she work here or she's here, like, physically here?
No, she's physically there.
All right.
50%, up to 50% means she's there. Over it means she's not there.
Right. The reverse. Oh, wait, yes. Not reverse. Yeah.
Yes, reverse.
Yes. What? So many games. So many games. I got 46.
So she's there. She's been stuck there for a couple of days. So you know that if anyone's watching you, it's probably her.
Okay. Does make my plan to snoop around her office a little more difficult. I don't know. I'm going to bring it back to the crew. Guys, do we think that we should perhaps interview Miss Monte or no? Probably, honestly. As soon as I said it, I was like, no. But I'm not sure what to do with this information if we were office.
Well, I mean, we could... We do need to get out of here. But can we hold off until she leaves? Probably not.
She's probably not going to leave till we do.
If she's clocked you already, then probably not. You just don't know if she's been able to talk to anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, because communication has been down.
Let's see if, because we don't know what she looks like or anything like that. So let's see if our nurse friend is still around.
Yeah.
See if she knows anything about Miss Monte.
So you talk with the nurse and she tells you what Erica looks like. And you've actually seen her around downstairs a couple of times. But her office is on the third floor because it's a three-story hospital with half the top floor for the administration and all that. There's offices up there.
And is it locked down or could someone go up there like without a pass or something?
Well, let me see. No, the key card areas are for places like radiology and things like that. Upstairs is pretty open. They might lock their doors, but that's it.
We say that she's down here and perhaps preoccupied. One of us could do the infiltration upstairs. See, though, of course, I don't know what we're looking for. I guess anything that's just weird.
Okay.
Where's Jake? I guess the reason why I asked about Jake was if we could use him as a distraction / bait. Rude, possibly, but he did shoot at us. Also, it's his fault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the shooting. Yeah, there's the shooting.
Yeah, he did.
Well, and he did call.
Yes, that's...
contact the authorities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So you want to use him as bait.
Well, distraction.
Okay. No problem. You talk to him. He says, sure, I'll help you out. I know Erica. I can go talk to her. You want me to bring her down here?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, keep her occupied for a while.
So he does that, and you see them start to talk in the waiting room, and you have your opportunity. We'll use stealth.
I got okay stealth. I'm at 31. Does anyone have got better than me?
I have 40. Yes.
Oh,
I have 72.
What the? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm a computer
this.
Person.
Maybe you can sneak by some bullets instead of letting them hit you. Oh.
Oh. Ouchie.
My little pincushion. All right. So I see the flip.
Got an itch on my cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I got a 40 under my 72.
So you're able to kind of sneak up there and you unlock the lock and... Her office is very clean, very well put together. Everything is perfectly in its place. It almost looks like it's too good. Does that make sense?
Like it's staged.
Yeah, there's no pictures. It looks like something that you would see in a catalog. Like, oh, here's what our unit number 4 looks like, you know, or whatever. And you start... going through all of this stuff. I need search rolls from everyone.
Yay. I love rolling.
It is nice. Sometimes. Sometimes it gets you dead.
I got 36 under my 40.
I got a 10 under my 40.
I got an 18 under my 50. We are very successful searchy people this one time.
Good agents. Yes.
I'll start with Saint. Norman finds a small... old-ass Palm Pilot, okay? And it's got it's completely powered up and everything else. It's in the bottom of a drawer. And when you open it up, you notice that all of the contacts in there are some variation of DeMonte, right? And like I said, they're all scattered. So there are some in Texas. There are still some in New Orleans. There are some in New York. But... if the goal is to track these people down, this is a very important item because it seems to have their contact information. Why she's using such an old device, you're not sure. It might be because if this family is truly immortal, they might not know how to use the older technology that they've learned how to figure out. So that's your guess on that. Michelle, Yesenia has found a large book of paper records of different people who have been basically made to disappear. And they all say the same disease. It's all the same symptoms and diseases. And then there's also some reference to the sheriff in the 1950s and that the sheriff might be an ally or a threat. And that note is specifically from when she got into town. So she figured out that the sheriff might be someone that she could deal with and also, you know, an ally or an enemy. And it looks like it turned out to be an ally. And finally, Robin, you find a cylinder with this weird, small, tiny bugs. They're probably about a little smaller than a dime, but there's a cylinder and there's probably about, I want to say, at least 100, maybe more, crawling around. And when you find the cylinder, they automatically start to try to push on the glass and push up towards the top of the thing. They seem like they're very aware that you're there. That's what you find.
While holding the Palm Pilot, I'm like, this is hilariously old. And I'm looking at it, scrolling through, and I'm thinking like, oh God, meta note. Did Palm Pilots, they had like a, it was a US, old school USB connection, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Those are still around. I would definitely have like 30 of those cables in my bag. My instinct, I don't know if we have time, is to kind of just like copy all the contents of it, because of course, if it's missing, that's going to be a big deal. So I want to do that, but I am, before I notice that or do that, I'm notice the bugs and I'm wondering if that's about to explode. How secure does that look?
So I have biology. Is there anything I can tell about these bugs without exposing myself to them?
You've never seen this type of bug before. They don't look like anything you've ever seen before. So you would have to open the jar and do some work.
Well, I'm not doing that in this office.
So give me a computer science roll, Norman, to see.
Okay, got a 46 again. That's under my computer science, which is 61.
So you're able to quickly copy everything off. Now I'm going to start making rolls to see how long she stays downstairs. So this is the first roll.
Ah.
All right. So far, so good.
Do I have a phone on me?
Yeah.
I would.
Someone has a phone. I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Because I want to start taking pictures of some of the pages in the book.
Yeah. It's one of those big, like, office binders that has, it's like a 5-inch binder or whatever.
It's my school project.
Yeah. There's no way I'm walking out of here with it.
All right.
I'm taking the cylinder. We're getting out of here.
Oh, she's straight yoinking it.
I refuse to open it in this office where it is not a controlled environment. That's how you get bugs crawling into your skin.
All right. So you all leave and you're heading towards where the elevators are and the stairs. And you see the elevator getting up to where you're at. Everybody roll for me stealth to see if you can get into the stairway without being seen.
My heart is actually beating.
Well, that's good if it wasn't.
I'm immersed.
36 under my 72.
I got a 32. I got a 32.
No. Do you have a 30?
I have 31.
Oh! 1 point. And Pooja?
Wait, is there luck in this? What
no,
game are we playing?
There's no luck in this one.
I rolled
Shit.
A 2.
Oh my God, you guys are gone. And I'm just here. Okay, well.
Put a check mark.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, so I can get to that 32 next time.
So the door swings open. Your friends are already gone. And the door swings open as you are trying to get out. And you stumble a little bit. Suddenly, Erica comes out. And she sees you and she goes, I'm sorry, what are you doing here?
I am completely lost, ma'am. Can you actually help me? Because been in this hospital for like 3 days, and I was hoping to find one decently smelling bathroom. I know it's not the fault of any of the custodians. I've just been like...
No, I understand. I understand. Listen, come down to the... I'll let you into the executive bathroom. It's just right down here.
Wow. Thank you so much, ma'am. I'm just... You know, it's just a comfort thing, and I can't wait to get out of here.
No, I understand. She opens the door and says, go ahead, go on in.
And this is not her office, right? It's just like...
No, this is the executive bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, separate whole thing. So now I'm in here. She's not going to... Can I hear the door? She walk off or is she waiting for me?
No, she absolutely tackles you into the room and tries to attack you. And that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank you, everybody, for...
Wait.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for playing. It was a lot of fun. There's going to be some outtakes from this that because I'm not going to leave them in the episode, but I will make outtakes of this one because there were some funny things like Michelle's book addiction. So
no.
Where can we, you know, they know where the podcast is because they're wonderful backers and supporters, but where can we find all the wonderful people? We will talk with the person that I just attacked and did a cliffhanger on, Saint.
Oh my god. I've got whiplash here. All right, well, you can find me on Twitter commenting about nothing and everything at all, and hopefully surviving, having all my characters survive. But yeah, I'm truly confused. Twitter, that's me, Saint Spider TV. That's SaintSpiderTV on Twitter.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter posting photos of my fur baby children, cats. Posting photos of my cats at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's MICHULHU. Posting stuff of little or no importance, but, you know, always liking people's stuff and being as positive as possible.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. Thank you so much for being Patreon and Ko-fi supporters. We appreciate it. And we will be back next month with another Agents Dossier. Bye.
Bye.